Love Talk Radio.
Caught up in a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling the catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. On our newsmaker line, we have a special guest, Miss Vivian Boyd. Before we bring her up, we want to talk about the upcoming events of the magazine, Be There Magazine, the most powerful magazine on the internet. We tell you where to go, who to call, and how to get there. Birthday time. Come celebrate my birthday at the one and only Willie K's, Greenbelt, Maryland. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be Wednesday, August 31st. Lottie, Dottie, and everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a spectacular event. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be a great networking opportunity. I would suggest you get there. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. I'll see you there. Vivian, you're on the line. Go ahead.
Ah, good morning, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing simply spectacular. First off, Vivian, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our newsmaker line. You are an exceptional, extraordinary, phenomenal, exceptional woman. You're doing something in the DMV that is not the norm. You are producing events. You're giving back. You're making sure that things happen. Tell us about yourself, a little bit about yourself and your company.
Well, wanted to give back. So I started my own company. I am the CEO of Boyd Group, LLC, and the purpose of it is to bring the community together and to stop the hate before it's too late. It's my slogan. So with that, I'm also a member of Kentland Volunteer Fire Department, life member of Capitol Heights Volunteer Fire Department, past president of Prince George's Volunteer Fire and Rescue Association, and a currently senior VP of the Ladies Auxiliary of the Maryland State Firemen's Association. So I got a lot of fire behind my back. And in light of the recent tragedy that we had in Prince George's County, I wanted to help those that help us. So I decided to start a fundraiser to help purchase bulletproof vests to place in every ambulance in Prince George's County. Then I'm going to go and place every ambulance in every county in the state of Maryland and eventually the whole United States. Just who knows how far this can go with the help of others. So basically that's my program.
That sounds extremely worthwhile and needy, and that's why it's an honor to have you on our newsmaker line to get the word out. The number here is 347-637-1577. The one and only Vivian Boyd. Give us your slogan again.
It's stop the hate before it's too late.
Stop the hate before it's too late. That is an excellent slogan. Stop the hate before it's too late. We have to stop the hate before it's too late. And you're going to be an increment part of that because you're making sure that we do something to stop the hate. Why do you feel as though hate is such a prevalent aspect of society in 2016? What happened to the love? Where was the love? Where is the love? Why is hate surfacing in 2016?
Well, I think that the family structure has changed. Well, you know, a long time ago, you always had grandma or big mommy, some people called them, and they guided the family, you know, the grandmother and grandfather. And it was love in your family, in your neighborhood, in your schools, and in your churches. And we learned right from wrong, and I don't really see that happening now. You know, it's not being passed down. So that stemming without having guidance of knowing what's right and what's wrong, you know, the negative things happen. So that's what I see.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent because people need love. All we need now is love. Love conquers hate. Love succumbs to hate. You can love somebody or you can love hate out of somebody. If hate's embedded in them, then what can you do to get hate to leave? And love is the thing that really succumbs or overshadows hate. If you love someone and you truly love someone, use nothing you can't do through love. Love conquers all. What made you decide bulletproof vests was a needed factor for a fireman, someone on a fire truck? Where does that come to mind where you have to have a bulletproof vest?
Well, it's mostly the EMTs and paramedics. Because in Prince George's County, we had a fatality where as the person had on a vest, their life may have been saved. So nobody's protecting them. They're out there helping all of us, but we need to help them also.
Tell us about the fatality. What exactly happened for those who don't know who are listening?
Well, one of our paramedics was shot responding on a call. The details have been put in a newspaper. Some of the details were in the newspaper, but some of the things, you know, I cannot discuss. So that's where we are with that. Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's truly true. I'm a former Prince George's County police officer, and what you say is absolutely true. The paramedics, the EMS, they're coming to the scene unprotected. They're looking for the police to protect them. That's why they call the police, and the police mm-hmm. normally calls the EMS. The EMS does not come to a scene normally without the police already responding, and the police is supposed to be there to protect the EMS. In other words, if you go to a call and it's a call for attempted suicide or it's a call for a person who's been stabbed, whatever the situation comes about, the police officer is normally the first person on the scene that sees the person or the victim, and then they call for fire board or EMS. And when they get there, that police officer should have two or three units there to protect that person going into the house or going to the subject on the ground, whatever the person's supposed to be. So, you know, it's something that they don't have the protection. You're right. There should be maybe, like you say, have a bulletproof vest on, something to add to more protection than they have, because that particular EMS person who got shot really could have been prevented. It actually could have been prevented. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Vivian Boyle, we come back. She's on fire. She's truly on fire. She's a volunteer fire department individual, and she's also on fire with her aspect of giving back and doing good. She's a person of choice today. We're talking about things that make life better in Prince George's County. We'll be right back. Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. The next big event for Vivian Boyle is going to be Friday. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be from 10 p.m. to 12. No, it's going to be 8, 12. That quick time?
8 p.m. to midnight.
To 12 to midnight. It's going to be at 16111 Livingston Road in Accokeek, Maryland. It's the Accokeek Volunteer Fire Department. And it's going to be a fundraising show with comedians. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, hosting is going to be the legendary Chris Thomas. And we're going to the featured artist is Randy Gill, the brother of Johnny Gill. He also performed with To the Extreme. He's bringing his music, his style to this show. We're also having another comedian, Kyle Morgan, some singer Sherelle Rowe, Kyle Gross, and Delilah Blue will also be there performing for everyone. So it should be really exciting, an event, and I'm challenging everyone that knows you to come on out and support this worthy event.
That's excellent. We're gonna make sure that they come out and support this event because it's a good cause. And like you said, the brother of Randy Gill, the brother of Johnny Gill, I mean, he's an excellent performer. And you've got Chris Thomas, who's a legend in this town, an icon. And then you've got Cheryl Rowe, and you got Eric McKenzie. So it's going to be a big one. It's going to be something that you got to come out, the after party. Tell us about the after party.
Well, after the show, we'll break down and clear the floor and just have music playing, dancing, networking. We also have an information table where you can bring any of your information, business cards, and you can place them there to share with others. You'll be able to talk to some of the artists there. It's going to be food, excellent food there for sale. So just it's going to be like an old-time house party. Just come on and kick off your shoes if you need to and wiggle.
Excellent. Is it a cash bar or open bar?
No, it's not a cash bar, and it's not an open bar. If you have your refreshments, you can bring it.
So BYOB, what more can you ask for? It's a BYOB. You can't beat that with a stick. It's a BYOB. Where can you go and bring your own entertainment level of liquor, whatever you want to bring? It's for you to bring your own, and then you have the food. Tell us about the food. What type of cuisine are we going to be lavishly enjoying?
Well, we ask that you purchase the food from Cuddy's Rockin' Ribs. They have excellent food. They're going to have ribs. They're going to have chicken. They're having crab cakes. You name it, they're going to have it. And that's part of the fundraiser, too. So that's why we want you to purchase the food there, right? But they're an excellent vendor. They're in St. Mary's County, and they are known for their ribs. So come on out and enjoy.
Well, if it's the ribs and the crab cakes alone, if you can make ribs and you can do a actual crab cake, you're going to have people flooding to buy that because it's all about the ribs and the crab. People say they can do a crab cake, but everybody can't do a crab cake. I call it an ab cake. There's no crab in it. But if you can do a crab cake, then you're talking about people going to flip over backwards because to get a good crab cake, and the same thing with the ribs. Everybody says they can do spare ribs and they can do ribs on the rack and all that. But when the ribs are right, if Cuddy Restaurant or Catering Services are all about their work and you say they are,
yes, they are.
They're going to have no problem. Added to this fundraiser because there's nothing like a good rib sandwich or a good rib dinner. There's nothing like a crab cake. dinner or a crab cake sandwich. So you're talking about two staples that people got to have. I mean, they love it. They love it.
Yes.
Or the, you know.
Yes.
And what your event is so awesome because you've got live entertainment, you've got comedians, you've got the food, and you can BYOB. And the price is only $25. And it's an opportunity.
And I have something else to add. We have, we will, from the ticket stubs, we'll be a drawing for two tickets to see Nephew Tommy at Charlestown Races on September 23rd. We will be raffling those tickets off. And we'll also have a 50-50 raffle going on. So it'll be a lot of things going on. You'll be entertained. And if you're not excited and delighted when you come through here, you're not at the right place.
If you're not excited and delighted, I like that. You got to be excited and delighted. Lou Flew and the whole crew, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody. We want to see you pile down the aisle, see your feet under the seat. It's going to be a big one. Don't miss this one because Vivian Board is behind it, and she's not your everyday promoter. She's excited about what she does, and she's promoting this event with a cause. The cause is to raise funds to get vests for the EMS.
Yes. And
vests for the
is,
EMS.
And Russell is in conjunction with AD Music and Entertainment, LLC, which is our partner and also our booking agency. So we got some help with other people. So we're working hard to get this event and our future event, October 22nd. Well, I'll get more information out about that later, but we will be continuing to stop the hate before it's too late with purchasing vests, because the vests are expensive, and we want to make sure that we can put some in each ambulance in the whole state of Maryland.
Wow. Let's take another break and we come back with the one and only Vivian Boyd. You stop the hate before it's too late. Be There Magazine is helping and supporting this. We want to make sure the word get out. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll be right back. Everybody stands when she comes by because she can see the flame in her eyes. She's truly hot, because she's doing something that's right. Stop the hate before it's too late. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Vivian Boyd, and her event is going to be spectacular. It's Friday night. It's a fundraiser to make sure that the EMS get vests to protect their lives. How can you not want to do this event or help what she's trying to do, because it's so needed? We're in a society now where things are happening so fast and things are going wrong real fast. So we need to make things right. Give us how to get in touch with you and how to get tickets.
Okay. You can call me at 301-807-5840, or you can go to www.paypal.me/Boyd Group LLC, and you can pay for your ticket. But make sure you print out your voucher when you come. And that's how you do it. Also, one other number to contact, Natalie Holland. That number is 410-610-44. Thank you.
Okay. Now, is Natalie part of the group, or she's just a ticket extraordinaire?
Natalie is Cuddy's Rockin' Ribs. She thought this was an excellent cause, and she wanted to help. So she's helping with the
Where is the Rack and Rib place located?
It's St. Mary's County. They have a trailer-like, a mobile facility, and there are various places, but mostly in St. Mary's County. So if that number, if you call that number, she can tell you where they're going to be, and you can enjoy their food because they move around to spread the joy.
Excellent. We want them to be on board also as far as Be There magazine. We'll be reaching out to them, making sure that people know where to go, who to call, and how to get there. You are doing something that is truly, truly phenomenal. Comedian Chris Thomas is hosting it. He's an excellent host. He's been doing it for many, many moons. He was the original host of BET Rap City, and he was also the host of the Kings of Comedy. So you've got all kind of talent. Tell us a little bit about Delilah Blue. Who is Delilah Blue, and what is she about?
Okay. Delilah Blue is going to be singing with Kalel Groves. They have some of their music, and they'll be singing various other artists' songs. They're new and up and coming. They have excellent voices, and we're trying to help them get out there. So it's all about helping everyone in this event. Mm. You know, not only for the first responders, right, but everyone that partners with Boyd Group and AD Music, you know, we make sure people get to know you.
Excellent. Now, what about Eric McKendy? Who's Eric McKendy?
Now, Eric won't be able to participate. That's why Kalel Groves is. He won't be able, something came up, he won't be able to participate, and we really will miss him. But maybe in some future events, he may be able to participate. Okay.
Well, what about the comedian Kyle Morgan? Tell us about him.
Kyle Morgan. Kyle Morgan is extraordinary. He is so funny. He is so cute. He has performed for a lot of parties that I have attended, and I was really impressed with him. And I asked him if he would be interested in being part of this. And he said, oh, this is a worthwhile cause, Vivian. I will be there. He is at different events right now, all the way up to the day of the event. He's flying back to be at our show. So it's wonderful. He just really wanted to support it, and he's behind the cause 100%. And he's funny.
Fantastic. We're going to take our last break and we come back with some closing statements. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's network on the radio every single morning from 10 to 10:30. You can catch this show and spread it on. It's also going to be on the archives for the rest of the year. So you can click on it and hear it anytime you want. We'll be right back with the one and only Vivian Boyd. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. We're winding down. Our special guest this morning was Vivian Boyd. She is an excellent, excellent person because she's doing good works.
her logo or her message is Stop the Hate Before It's Too Late. And that's a message that's good for everybody in all aspects of life. Stop the hate before it's too late. Give us your closing statements, Vivian.
Well, I want to make sure everyone comes out Friday for this event. It's for a very, very good cause. And I want to thank you and the radio show for allowing me to talk about the event Friday. Thank you so much, Russell. I greatly appreciate it.
I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm looking forward to you coming out on the 31st to the fantastic birthday celebrations where you can also hand out some flyers, and I'm going to introduce you to at least 200 people or more, and people are going to know your name. Your name will be household like Clorox. We're going to make sure everybody knows who Vivian Boyd is, because your name is going to be what they call futuristic for the DMV.
Oh.
If they say your name, they're going to know what you're doing and what you're about, because Be There Magazine is beyond on supporting you. We're going to support you. We're behind you. We're going to make sure that you do what's necessary. There'll be other advertising venues for you to do with the magazine and the talk show, and also coming to our events. The Congressional Black Caucus weekend, you'll be able to come and promote and network with the Congressional Black Caucus Friday and Saturday at our VIP suite at the Renaissance. You'll be able to come out on September the 8th at the Congressional Black Caucus Networking Reception at Charlie's at 7307 Georgia Avenue. So there's things on the plate that you will be involved in, because now you're part of the family, the Be There Magazine family.
Oh,
I want to welcome you aboard.
Thank you so much.
Keep you in contact with us, because you're going to be doing bigger things and great things, and we're going to be there for you. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.